Okay, recording.
This episode is very special because ngayon, three-way na. We have a very special guest tonight.
Special in quotes.
He's an esteemed film critic writing for the Philippine Daily Inquirer. Also a script writer of the indie film, Ang Nawawala.
And the director of my favorite music video.
Which one?
Our Weekends Dissolve.
Oh, wow.
Please welcome to our three-way special episode, Mr. Ramon De Vera.
Hello.
ASMR.
Such a sexy, sexy voice.
Oh, nga. Gusto ko try yung ASMR. Does it work? Can you hear me?
Let's jump right to it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should mention the reason I'm also the guest here is because last year, when we spoke about Infinity War, I was a guest.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess, somewhat fitting that we're back talking about the sequel of Infinity War.
Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
In bold letters, spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it,
press pause, go immediately to your theater, watch the movie, and then come back to your device, unpause. We'll wait for you.
We'll be waiting.
You've been warned. Sorry. You've been warned.
You've been warmed.
Okay, matanong lang namin, Ramon. Where did you watch it? When did you watch it?
Okay, so I watched it April 24, which is when it first came out.
Wow.
Here in this country. So my screening was 2:30 p.m. April 24, but it was all the way in Las Piñas at the Evia Lifestyle Center because it's the only IMAX with laser as far as I know in Luzon.
What is IMAX with laser?
Well, basically it's IMAX with laser projection.
Oh, so akala ko like yung effects may laser.
No.
But akala ko may mga lasers na tinatamaan ka kung may ano.
Parang ganun eh. Parang ganun yung pakiramdam ko kasi sobrang liwanag niya. Yung main draw niya is when it's 3D, there's no loss of brightness. So it's still super crisp. It's like a Blu-ray on a giant screen.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And it's the first time I've been, kasi Avia is, I'm not sure if it's Mega World, but it's the first IMAX I've been to na hindi SM. There's ample leg room. The seats don't even fold up. They're just fixed. It's leather. Even the bathroom of the IMAX theater is amazing because it has those Japanese toilets where the lids go up and down by themselves.
Fancy.
Tapos warmed yung seat. Tapos may ilaw pa.
So hindi ka na nag-adult diaper?
Hindi na. I made sure I ate and drank like at least 30 minutes before the screening, went to the bathroom.
Me, I had to stop myself from drinking water or drinking anything for like 2 hours before.
2 hours?
Yeah, kasi sobrang maihiin ako.
Even inside the theater, you didn't bring any drink?
Yeah, I have nothing. Pero I think dehydrated ako after kasi nag-cramps ako the next
night. Tsaka sa lahat ng luha natin.
That's true.
Ako dehydrated talaga, desiccated ako by the end of the movie kasi talagang steady streams of ano eh.
Lahat ng liquids na lumabas sa mata mo, no?
Oh, tears lang naman.
Tears lang.
Hindi wala namang uhog.
Not the other body parts.
Oh, yes.
Yun na yung nainom ko, yung luha ko, yung ininom ko.
Yes, ganun.
Kami ni CJ, we watched it 11:30 in Rockwell.
Tapos may bata pa.
May bata pa, may lola pa.
On Wednesday.
Saturday.
It was a Sunday.
Wow.
Sunday na, yeah.
So that was how many days that you had to stay offline, halos?
I don't know, for some reason lang. Ako parang, I didn't consciously stay away from the internet.
Okay.
But I didn't see any.
You didn't get
spoilers.
Any spoilers. Yeah. Wow, that's good.
I guess
that means well curated ang iyong Twitter feed, yes.
Yes.
And pero, decent ang friends mo on Facebook, yes.
Yes.
Interesting though, like our friend Vicky, ang ginawa niya, nagdala siya ng headphones, listen to music on full blast while waiting.
That's smart.
Kasi pagkalabas raw ng cinemas na maraming tao.
Yeah, some of them are talking about it.
Yes,
yeah.
Agad na.
This almost happened. I almost got spoiled in Infinity War last year.
Okay.
Because I was in the bathroom trying to relieve myself before my screening. And then people were there from the previous screening and they started talking about it.
Yeah.
But the funny thing that happened was, I was in a cubicle and then I started just going la 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 by myself. But other people also said, oh, walang kulang ganyanan.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a parang communal experience of, hey, stop talking. Other people here haven't seen it yet.
So ako naman, honestly, the movie was spoiled.
I galit siya.
Because of Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know one of those Facebook posts na may background na solid color or may slight design?
Yes. I've seen those.
Ang laki. Ang laki.
Ang laki.
Patay all, na si Tony, namatay si Tony, all caps. Namatay na si Tony, patay si Tony Stark, tumanda si Captain America, tapos. Tapos lahat ng emojis doon ay angry, ano.
Alam, not even yung ano, yung mga pasimpleng hirit.
Hindi, actually,
talagang first, direct attack.
The first one, naasar na ako eh. Sabi niya, ganun din ulit, yung the Facebook background.
Oh.
Ano yung background?
Yellow.
Hindi yung confetti, no, parang birthday party.
Something like that. Confetti, birthday party, tapos. Minor spoiler lang naman, guys. 5 years later, sabi ko, God damn it.
Wait, so he's...
Salbahe itong taong to.
So he started with 2 monster spoilers and then said minor spoiler lang.
Yes.
And then put the 5 years.
Ah, yes. Alala.
So Chineko, she was a fan of the show we did before, Rakista.
Parang hindi yan totoong fan, ha?
So, unfollow na.
Blocked.
Hindi ko trip yung mga ganyan. The movie was ruined for me before I got into it.
Was it ruined? You still enjoyed it?
I still enjoyed it, pero sana I wish I had.
Yeah, there's a certain thing na nawala.
Yes.
Oh.
The element of surprise, oh, the element of tension.
Okay.
Oh, and of course, sino ba naman yung hindi gustong pumunta sa movie na going in cold, di ba? Pero yun, the movie was destroyed na for me. Sana magka-amnesia ako before watching it.
Wag naman.
Happy. So, yun na, during a party that I went to, my friend, Director Dan Villegas, explained to me what goes inside the mind of a spoiler.
So nga, ano ba? Ba't ba sila nagpo-post? Na,
kasi villainized ng spoilers ngayon, tapos ito yung mga bagong kupal ng mundo. And then, na-explain sa akin ni Dan, unang-una, bakit ka magsuspoil kung alam mong kakainisan ka ng tao sa social media? And he explained to me, attention, ang KSP to. Okay lang nagalit sa kanila yung mga tao as long as attention ay nasa kanila.
Yeah, it makes sense naman. I mean, why else would you... Kasi anytime someone spoils something, it's really trying to get points eh. Diba? You're trying to say...
Bragging rights.
Yeah, you're trying to say to the world, I've seen it, you haven't. I am privy to this information that you do not have. So it's a bit of an arrogant bragging thing, but it's because you want nga the, it's how you get the attention of other people. You parang place yourself at a certain level above. Oh, diba? Parang ako meron akong ganito na wala kayo na napanood ko na, diba? And it also happens every time you see like new episodes of Game of Thrones dropping also.
Ang ganda rin nung Instagram video na ginawa ni Josh Brolin. Na sabi niya, a lot of people worked hard on this movie. Ang dami naming ginawa na trial and error just to make a good story for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hard work in the writer's room, even for us actors. Let's not ruin that.
Yeah.
For people who paid good money to see it.
Right.
To see our hard work.
Same kasi, goes for piracy.
Sabi niya, it's not easy coming up with a story and making these twists and turns.
Yeah.
And
the misdirection.
Yeah, exactly. Kumbaga, hours and hours, man hours na unimaginable na dinaanan nila lahat yan. And just to create something special. Tapos when you spoil it, isipin nyo na lang yung mga creators din siguro na pinaghirapan yun. And it's beautifully said.
That's why, for me, like, I mean, why I'm so adamant, I guess, about spoilers is having also tried to do that. I mean, I don't really like twists for twist's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Pero there are plot developments that can be spoiled.
Yes.
And there are certainly amazing moments in our favorite shows and movies na if someone had spoiled it, the satisfaction and the enjoyment, the sheer thrill would have been really different. Eh. So if that had been robbed from me, I would be really upset about that. That's why I also really love also second screenings of things I love because that's when you kind of appreciate the work na you know already what happened and then you're like paying attention. How was this set up? How was my attention misdirected? How are my expectations either met or subverted?
Mm-mm.
And that's where you appreciate sort of the craft nga.
Diba?
So, ito. What was your initial reaction after the first screening? First screening.
So, wala pa second. Well, umiiyak ako, diba?
Like, how many times did you cry, Ramon?
Dami.
Ako rin eh.
There was a certain point na dire-direcho na. As in, genuinely, uminit yung mata ko. Kasi hindi yung hindi necessarily hagulgulan eh.
Yung nag-stream.
Oo, meron yung stoic face na, you know, may mga, parang may leak lang yung eyeballs mo. Tapos parang,
Pero strangely, ito yung reaction na nakuha ko rin sa mga lahat ng tinanong ko na.
Oh.
Halos lahat umiyak eh.
I've met like one or two people who didn't cry.
Why though?
No eh.
Because I
was just surprised there, but apparently they were sad but not all the way there.
Why hindi sila ganun ka invested?
Maybe.
Because honestly, ako, I did not expect that I would cry in this movie.
Oh, yeah. You always cry.
Well, that's true. Pero,
I expected I would cry, but I didn't realize how much would... Because what I was so happy with the film, 80% of what happened, I did not expect. I thought, in the back of my head, maybe they'll do like a time travel thing. Mm-hmm. But I thought they would go to the events of Infinity War. So I didn't think na grabe, they were gonna do like a victory lap pala of these other films that were like high points or not so high points, as some people don't like Dark World. And really show you na this is a long thing that we were embarking on, and this is the conclusion of that.
Pero yeah, as in, ako naman, I didn't expect saan ako iiyak.
Ako naman, ang hindi ko in-expect dito na it was less a suspenseful movie and more of a heart movie.
Oh yeah, that's one of the nice surprises.
Because yung Infinity War, kabang-kaba ako palagi.
Tense.
It's a tense movie. It's a good suspense film actually. The way one scene goes into another, the way it's edited, tapos the way the tension was built up. Tense ako. Hindi ako naiyak at all sa Infinity War. Pero when it comes to this, it's almost like a Pixar movie na nga eh.
Yeah.
Na parang naiiyak
ako.
Well,
it's a goodbye movie, so.
Yeah.
Parang siyang graduation movie, so.
I like that.
Commencement talaga.
Oh, so, iiyak ka talaga.
So in this episode, we're not gonna recap the entire movie. Nasa internet na yan, magbasa na lang kayo. What we're gonna do for this episode, we gathered some stray observations that the three of us, we would like to discuss in depth.
Okay,
so unang-una na nasulat namin, the time travel conundrum. Now, I spoke to some friends. Some of them didn't like the way time travel was portrayed here.
Yeah, that's their thoughts. What are your thoughts? Do you agree with them?
Okay, sige. When it comes to time travel, I'm a big fan of time travel movies, except kung masyado ng magulo. And I think, honestly, itong time travel device na ginamit nila is a bit nakakalito rin. Hindi siya parang Back to the Future or Terminator na ang simple. You go back to the past, you change something, you go back to the future, or lahat ng binago mo sa past, na bago na. Ito, if we look at it visually, it looks more like a flowchart or a branch of a tree.
Nanganak siya.
Nanganak, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, kumbaga...
No, but that also happened in Back to the Future too.
Were there two timelines in
Back to the Future? Yeah, because Biff became Donald Trump, diba? There was that whole chalkboard drawing ni Doc Brown, diba? We went to a different timeline here.
Mm-mm.
Or actually, ang naalala ko sa kanyang movie, it's a bad movie, Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, parang what if yan eh, diba?
Yeah, every decision you make
branches
out into multiple realities.
May naparadong video essay. Yung hiniraman nila ng rules ng time travel, Dragon Ball yata. Na you can go back and walang parang butterfly effect. Walang...
Well, that's true. That's how time travel is used in Endgame. There's no butterfly effect.
Yeah.
But it's closer to what's actually true.
Mm-mm.
Because having read... In the post-screening of the movie,
mm-mm,
I've read a bunch of interviews with the directors and the writers. They interviewed some physicists and what their idea of what actual time travel would be like.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they had to make that point nga, that the way it's conceived in Terminator and Back to the Future is false.
Okay.
That's why they had to say that's not wrong. Diba? Once you go to the past, that is your present. That's your future. You can't really change things and then... you're gonna disappear.
Mm-mm.
If you change things, it creates a different timeline, sort of like. That's how it's explained. Pero the main question actually should be, did it affect your enjoyment of the story? Because for me, I'll admit, I was a bit confused by how the time travel worked, because there's so much sort of exposition and explanation. Because there's initially there's Don Cheadle and Bruce Banner talking about it, and then and then they get schooled by Tilda Swinton.
Oh yeah.
Diba? She says, oh, it's not just that, because it's the stones are how you perceive, or they're responsible for how you perceive time. So if you remove the stones, that's what's gonna create new timelines, etc. etc. So I was like, okay, but it did not affect my appreciation of what happened, because ultimately whatever you choose, time travel or portals or alternate realities, it's all tools to get to whether or not you were satisfied by the ending.
Mm-mm.
Which I was. It gave the fates to the characters that I loved, and it gave them satisfying endings. I didn't feel it was a cop out, because they showed them on the stakes, and that they couldn't just keep using it, keep going back in time.
Sa akin naman, parang thematically, I think this is like a commencement movie nga.
And it allows that excuse to go through all those previous films and sort of reappreciate things with a new lens.
Yeah. You know, it actually remind me of, in sitcom parlance, yung tinatawag na clip show. Kunwari, The Simpsons. Nakaupo lang si Homer tsaka si Bart in a park bench.
Mm.
Tapos sasabihin lang ni Homer, do you remember nung time na ganito? Tapos sabi ni Bart din, do you remember the time na ganyan? Tapos, pinapakita lang nila yung snippets of the best episodes of the season.
I don't feel it was a lazy device.
Yeah.
I think it was a necessary device.
I agree.
Given
I agree.
The objective ng movie. Alam mo yun, patapos na eh. So,
actually, the best discussion I had with a friend na this is not a thinking movie, it's more an emotional movie. Hindi siya yung parang movie na i-discuss natin na ay mali naman yung logic sa time travel na ganun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is about emotions more than logic.
Yeah.
And ako, I'm willing to let go of the logic as long as umiyak ako tatlong beses.
Basta satisfying. Kasi, you know, if you're going to nitpick every single thing, then you'll never enjoy it.
If it's
all just being used to tell a great story, a satisfying story, then I'm fine with that.
Okay, so next topic of discussion. Fat Thor.
I love him.
May lumabas na article kaninang umaga about the body positive aspects of Avengers Endgame. What is body positivism? It's a movement that says, okay lang naman na iba-ibang shapes ang katawan ng tao. And
worthy ka pa rin.
Yung cause nila is...
Thor ka pa rin.
Oo.
Ang cause nila is to have body diversity in fiction.
Yeah, and to remove the negative stigma.
Yeah. More than having them, it's the moral or like cultural meaning.
Yeah, not just representation, but also,
Kasi diba pag mataba, pangit or masama. Pag payat, siya na yung bida.
Kung payat, creepy usually eh, diba? Parang si The Riddler or
parang
si
may ganong,
Mephisto, di ba?
May ganong assignment. So I think that's what the body positive movement is sort of doing that.
So what did the article say?
Actually, the article said na sayang yung opportunity ng Avengers Endgame to promote this idea kasi may dalawang jokes. First joke, Thor asks everyone, do you know what's coursing through my vein? War Machine answers, Cheese Whiz. Second joke, Thor went back in time and met his mom. And the parting words, son, please eat a salad. Sayang yung trajectory ng movie na the first time we see Thor with a beer belly, you saw Rocket and the Hulk not reacting at all. Also, the article said, natural na nangyayari to na if you look at soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, usually tumataba sila.
Coping mechanism siya to
address trauma, di ba?
Yeah.
And ang ganda ng moment na these two people who are closest to Thor, they did not say anything about his gaining weight. And also another one, I was expecting na when the thunder struck Thor, nababalik yung abs niya. Pero the fact na antaba pa ni Thor until the end credits.
That was good.
Love it. Loved it. It's an inspiration to all people who are having body issues. Na parang not all superheroes kailangan may abs. That's such an inspiring.
Well, I did laugh at the joke from the mom. Mm-mm. Because it also has that angle of the maternal.
Yeah.
Yeah, parang worry.
Very titas of Manila.
Literal nanay niya.
Mom
eh.
Mo yun eh.
Diba? So parang yung maternal worry niya, that made the joke funnier for me. I didn't laugh at the cheese wheels joke. That was kind of medyo okay lang. Lazy a bit. But
pero yun, I think yung issue na, kasi parang mapupunta tayo sa, shouldn't they have made that joke? Yun ba yung point ng article? Kasi for me, it's fine for me that the joke was made, but pinanindigan yung Fat Thor until the end. He proved them wrong eh. Sige, i-joke niyo ako, pero siya yung huling
lumaban
eh.
Sorry, there was a third joke pala from Tony Stark.
Ayun.
Hey Big Lebowski, which is in reference to a character played by Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Na matabali. Sayang yung attempt.
Ako naman.
Did you think that while watching the movie?
Natawa ako, actually.
Oo. Eh di na ano ka lang, na-affect ka lang nung article. Na guilty ka.
After nung article, hindi na ako natawa.
Mm-hmm. Ako pinanindigan ko na natawa ako.
Okay, so natawa ka ba?
Dun sa the mom's Jesus. Joke. No. The one where she has eat a salad. Kasi I also like the delivery, the execution of the joke kasi was medyo under her breath. Tapos patapos na yung scene, diba? Eat a salad. Talagang parang nanay talaga eh.
Uh-oh. Out of care.
Hindi siya insult eh.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Characterization siya. Mm. Ako naman, gustuhan ko na mataba na nga si Thor kasi ang ganda na.
So you would have felt, it would have been worse, it would have been a cop-out if he did become Abs Thor again.
Yes.
But the fact that they kept it, they kept his body shape that way all the way through, even though he was fighting and he was already capable, that's more satisfying, diba? Than it would have been if he had magically called the lightning tapos, wow, rock hard Abs ulit.
Diba? Actually, he never really cared, diba? Hindi nga siya na-affect din sa weight issues.
Hindi ko maalala eh. Was he ever really vain in the previous?
Parang no.
Parang no naman.
Hindi.
No.
He doesn't care.
Sorry guys, that was a mouthful pero that was worth discussing. We move on to our next bullet point. Let's talk about the death of Natasha Romanoff, aka the Black Widow.
Yun, that made me really cry. Naiyak ka dun?
Yes.
Sige nga, ako hindi ako naiyak eh. Naastigan ako kasi sa sequence na yun.
Ikaw, ba't ka naiyak?
Siyempre, it was an emotional fight. First of all, there's a couple of things to remember. Mm. Una, they're both good actors. Second, they're the only two characters who are both heroes who have fought themselves, who have fought each other thrice.
Yes.
Diba? And they're the closest also. Because he rescued her from her life of crime, but she was like working for the other side. Eh, but she was basically Winter Soldier now, not exactly brainwashed because of amnesia, but because she was raised in the Red Room. That's in that assassination, training program. That's why I'm curious. Also, I'm excited to see the prequel. But anyway, so they have this long shared history that makes it very intimate. They're fighting each other for the third time after Civil War and Avengers 1.
Yes.
And then it's such a dark scene when you realize they're both fighting each other for the right to die, which is so dark. I loved it.
But I gotta admit that part, absolutely great writing. Yung batuhan nila ng lines, ang ganda eh.
Yeah, and
it's a debate. Eh.
And it's not just batuhan ng lines eh. It's batuhan ng lines na
habang
katabi, at the same time may physical confrontation and they're so matched. Diba? That was also
and
one of the things.
And they know how they...
Parang under...
Yeah, diba? That was one of the points pa nga made in the Civil War fight eh. Was like, you're not taking this seriously kasi they're so equal. Na they weren't really landing blows. And then one of the people
you're pulling
commented,
your punches,
you guys are
diba?
Pulling your punches kasi you're close eh. And then here, ito talaga to the death. Not in the sense that you would normally think na you're trying to execute the other person, but you're trying to stop the other person from killing themselves because you want to do it yourself. And then they both are at this sort of low point where they both feel that they want to be the one to give themselves up. And that also speaks to how far Hawkeye had fallen in the 5 years since his entire family dusted, which was a great scene which started the movie. I loved how that scene
humanize
was shot.
Yung snap, no? Kasi yung snap.
And they don't even show it, eh.
Yeah.
Whenever he turns, they're just
sad.
Flakes na. He never actually sees them, flake away.
Yung half pa lang.
Galing nun scene.
Tsaka nung sa Infinity War, kasi they're all superheroes.
This felt like the civilian cost more.
Yeah. So parang it felt so human and so sad.
Yeah. And it's staged so well because you really thought that, diba, you really thought that Hawkeye was gonna die na. There's a shot already from under the cliff where Hawkeye was already falling, and then suddenly Tasha jumps also, catches him, and then
baliktad.
Ganda ng scene na yun.
Sa akin, ano pa lang, yung negotiation pa lang nila.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel na parang nandun pa lang?
Felt na initially Natasha's death was like single shaming kasi parang so siya yung siya na lang yung mamatay para yung how about you tell them yourself yung ikaw yung may pamilya eh. Mas worthy kang magstay dito at mabuhay so parang what, that is so sad.
The director said something about that eh, which was parang yung perspective ni Natasha was family niya is the Avengers. So if she could get this thing done and have them come back,
mm-mm,
parang for her kumpleto na yung life niya, she can go. That's how she felt, that's how they explained her parang thinking daw.
And it was established na parang Red Skull knew her father pero siya hindi niya alam yun, hindi niya kilaling tatay niya mismo eh, di ba? So wala talaga siyang family.
Well, not yeah, I mean not biologically, I guess, but she did say diba previously in the movie na this is my family.
Dun sa
first few minutes. Before pa nga the 5-year jump.
Pero in a way, I also saw it like very powerful choice yun. To have that kind of power, nasage ako. I have that.
It's her choice.
Yeah, I have that choice to give my life to this certain cause. Yun. So, parang, naka-recover naman ako from that agony.
So anyway, next. Was Captain America selfish in this movie? Patay tayo dyan.
Well, yes, pero hindi naman tayo patay. I mean, it's part of the whole thematic arc eh. Kasi him and Tony have sort of opposing. Tony's character from Iron Man 1 goes from selfish to here becoming selfless. He does the ultimate sacrifice. But he also gave the advice to Cap, diba, na you should have a life of your own. And then Cap's life naman has been selflessness. He lost it. I mean he serviced volunteering for the war, for the experiments, but also after that when he woke up, he felt like, you know, I think in Civil War or Winter Soldier, he said like, it's not for me. I don't think I can do this, you know, family and kids life anymore. I'll just do this. And then Tony Stark says, no, you should have a life. And then parang after the events of Endgame, when he's returning the stones, he realizes now, you know, I think I've kind of done my duty. And then why can't I have my own life back now that I've done all of this stuff, man.
Actually, the question is it bad to be selfish?
Yeah, self-care, more important.
Do you have to be, if you're someone people look up to, you have to be selfless. It's also good to look up to someone who values himself.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself.
Diba?
O kumbaga parang sa parenting, diba? Sabi nila dapat, sa mata ng anak mo, you're a happy person daw. Aside from being a hero, you should be a happy person.
The child sees how miserable you are being a parent, magigilty yun. Tapos parang, I mean yun, yung burden of making your parents happy.
Falls on the child.
Yeah. More pa with Cap. Alam mo yung, bigay mo na. Kasi parang...
But also, yeah, the fans have really wanted that sort of reunion with Peggy. It was such a nice, hanging, heartbreak ever since the first movie. And they tease it constantly eh. Winter Soldier and Civil War. She's in both eh.
Pero tanong ko sa inyo, interesting master stroke ba na you end this saga of 22 movies with a
on the shot of them
of Peggy Carter and Steve Rogers dancing to a
1940s for me, yes.
Why was it the perfect shot to end this epic poem?
Kinikilabutan ako ngayon.
Yeah, parang it's like it's such a well-earned happy ending eh.
Mm-mm.
And a deserving one. Yeah, but you can't fault Steve at all for having chosen that life.
It's interesting though that they ended with a shot of Captain America and not Iron Man.
Pwede, but at the same time kasi, he didn't have that same void. Like Iron Man's story was complete by that point. Eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. He had the family life kahit paano. But it was just such a nice reward sort of for Cap's service and duty that he got to have his ending also.
For me, hindi din just ultimately selfish. Kasi in a way, don't you think it's like a una responsible naman siya. Sinoli niya yung stones bago siya bumalik kay Peggy. So he makes sure intact yung timeline. more importantly, I think it was a gesture of gratitude and tribute to Tony. Kasi
he took his advice.
Okay, so eto, tanong ko sa inyo. If you were to pick one moment in the movie that sang to your soul, what moment would that be? So, since ako nagtanong, I'll answer first. It's that shot. It's not even a scene. It's just a shot. It's a shot of all the women superheroes banding together in front of Carol Danvers.
That spoke to your soul.
Spoke to my soul.
Why?
It sang to my soul. I don't know. Doon ako naiyak for some strange reason.
Doon? Kala ko di ka umiyak.
Umiyak ako. Maraming beses ako umiyak. So, I don't know, pero ang ganda nung montage na yon. Sorry, ang ganda nung shot na yon na... Yeah. Everyone was there. Rescue was there.
Yeah.
Even the Wasp was there, mm-hmm. just to help Carol Danvers. I'm a fan of medyo deep cuts to A-Force. Gusto ko yung idea na parang women teaming up together, looking out for each other. Tapos ang heroic no moment nila. Yeah.
How about you? I want to hear from CJ. How do you like the come on ladies, let's get in formation shot?
Gusto ko yung parang sunod-sunod. Na off lang ako dun sa parang omnibus shot na parang kailan ba yun?
Na isang shot.
Okay. Yung parang, okay, one
shot. You would have preferred a sequence. Yes, like a whole... Yes.
Masyado lang siyang parang we have to have this frame. Mm-hmm. Pero sobrang ganda nung yung, yeah. Yung di ba, from one woman to another. Yeah. Yeah.
And ako, the way it was framed, it's almost like a Renaissance painting. Ang ganda nung...
Actually, the whole fight scene was like a
Michelangelo painting.
Para siyang nasa Sistine Chapel.
Yun!
Okay, your turn.
Sequence siya. Favorite sequence ko yung bagsak na si Thor, bagsak na si Tony. Tapos si Captain, nag-try siyang tumayo. Tapos kita mo na half na yung...
Basag na yung shield.
Basag na yung shield. Tapos tayo siya. Inalalabanan niya pa din kahit mag-isa siya. Tapos biglang nag-feedback na si Falcon. Oh my God, umiyak talaga ako yung on your left.
And that's such a nice sample also because it's one of those rare occasions where it's tears of joy. I mean, generally, I think we're weepy people naman, diba? Very emotionally in touch with our emotions. But diba, it's so rare to have tears of joy.
Yes.
Ako actually, I'd call it tears of cooperation.
Okay, sige. Ito is, it's the timing, it's the cavalry arriving. It's not just people banding together. They would have done that regardless. They're Avengers. But what I mean is, in that sequence where he's alone, first of all, he's alone, but the broken shield alludes to the vision of Tony in Age of Ultron na they were all dead and then basag yung shield. So akala mo, we're primed to think, oh, Cap's gonna die here. Mm-hmm. There's this lovely zoom out where mag-isa siya against this horde of enemies. And it looks like a lost cause.
That's a beautiful shot.
And then, yun, and then you hear the feedback of Sam. And then there's an amazing shot where it's on Cap. Na. And then you see behind him, di ba, the ringsling of Doctor Strange starting to appear. And what's great about that shot is the audience sees it, but Cap doesn't yet.
Diba,
he just hears Sam. So when the ringsling appears, in my theater especially, talagang grabe, people started cheering already. And then, mapapaluha ka talaga. Oh. And then that's like, yeah, for me, it was like tears of joy. Oh, this is such an awesome, such a comic book moment.
Diba?
It's not exactly, I mean, it's yun nga, it's the cavalry arriving at the right moment, the moment that you thought was most desperate. Syempre, everyone appears. Did you even see, I haven't seen, because I've only seen it the once pa lang. So I've seen multiple people who said na Howard the Duck pala was even, he was, even Howard the Duck was there. He was behind Wasp when in the sling rings. Yeah, and the Ravagers are also there.
I wanna see.
I did not see that.
Maybe we should
so
watch
it. That's another thing I wanna watch out for when I rewatch it.
Tsaka ang ganda nung nag-long shot, tapos nakikita mo sobrang daming
kalaban.
Rings.
Yeah.
Tapos ako parang, oh my God, pa Infinity War pa din siya.
Mahirit pa siya, di ba? Is this everyone, this is not enough for you? Parang ganun.
Yun, for me yun. Okay. How about you?
How about you, Ramon?
Ako, it might be a quieter moment. Kasi one of the things I was gonna ask you guys is, saan kayo, where did you cry the hardest? There's a lot of good emotional beats.
Ikaw muna.
Well, for me, actually, nagulat ako that my most emotional part was actually when Tony unexpectedly ran into his dad.
Yeah.
Sobrang lakas.
I was gonna say that.
Ang lakas nun sa akin. Kasi I know Iron Man 2 is one of the weaker points in the canon for some people. But I especially love the daddy issues parts of Iron Man 2.
Favorite
ko yung 2. Diba? So, when that happened, ang ganda ng reaction. Kasi, of course, we had just seen Civil War, mm-hmm. diba? And then we know na how John Slattery's character dies. Mm-hmm. He found out na he was killed by Bucky, mm-hmm. diba? Which is a different way of seeing the death that he thought he always knew. And then, of course, he sees his dad now that he has a 5-year-old child.
Mm-mm.
And then his dad asks him for advice on being a parent. So, ang ganda ng... Ganda ng
beautiful moment.
Umiyak din ako doon, pero doon yung masakit na iyak. Yun yung hindi.
And then he gives him awkward hug. Tapos hindi ko maintindihan ni Howard. Like, what's this? Ang ganda nun. And there's also that nice bit na he repeats the advice of his dad to his dad. So parang almost time paradox eh. Na parang, di ba?
Siya pala yung nagsabi.
Siya pala yung nagsabi, he gave it to himself.
Yun.
So,
well, eto, my question all for you. When Cap saw Peggy in the 1970, do you think that's... Ang ganda ng scene yun. But do you think that's when he thought, maybe I can have this life?
Yeah. Yung... And tsaka, ang una niya nakita ay, ba't may picture ko dun sa table?
Mm.
Tapos na-realize niya, oh, 70s na. Ganto ako, kahalaga kay Peggy.
She still loves me. Yes.
So ito, take away niyo na theme from the movie. If there's one word that best encapsulates the theme of Avengers Endgame, what would it be?
Money.
That's one, of course. It's been breaking records left and right. That's a joke. Ako, I think that the main theme of the movie is family.
Mm-hmm.
Ito, family talaga. The family that you create, or the family you were born into, or just the concept of belonging to people who take care of you and love you. Well, medyo cheesy, pero I'm a sucker for these kinds of things.
Well, I one of the things I really like is how well constructed this script is. Not just with all the Easter egg references or callbacks. Like, even On Your Left is such a masterfully done callback. Remember last year we were talking about Infinity War?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think we discussed a little bit of Mission Impossible Fallout. But they were the two sort of big movies of last year's summer. And they both had these scenes where the heroes would lose because they wouldn't sacrifice someone else. They would always be given this option, right? Mm. The stone or this person, or, you know, the plutonium or your friend.
Mm.
And they would always choose the friend. They would not give up the other person. So they lost because they wouldn't sacrifice. And then the reason they succeed in Endgame is because what they do is they self-sacrifice.
Mm.
So Natasha gives up her own life. Tony gives up his own life. When they choose to give up themselves, then they end up winning. And then another thing that occurred to me was, like, you know, the big three, by Cap, Thor, Iron Man, each of their second films played a big role.
Yes.
Like, there's a whole sequence with Winter Soldier where he pretends to be Hydra, which is great. Robert Redford makes his return appearance.
Yes.
But yeah, we talked about Howard Stark and Tony Stark meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Iron Man 2 big issue. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in Dark World when Frigga dies. And it's such a nice scene for Rene Russo. And also, it's nice for, because at this point, he's sustained the most loss. He's lost so many Asgardians.
Grabe.
His whole family has died. He found out a sister that he never had.
He lost an eye.
He had to kill. He lost an eye. And then failed pa to kill Thanos. He was at such a down point. And wallowing in self-pity and then just letting himself go, and then to have that talk with his mom, and then she understands, and then she gives him the advice. She actually gives him the advice of Yoda from Last Jedi, which is, you know, failure is required. That's how you learn best, is by failing at something.
Ano yung tanong?
What's the theme?
Or takeaway?
Takeaway theme.
Well, initially, I thought it was a movie about closures. So, I thought, ang ganda nung theme na. Yung first 10 years, we'll have closure. Ang ganda nung closure kay Tony. From being the selfish, self-centered, to like, yun nga, self-sacrificing. Kay Thor, yun, na parang from really arrogant king to
humble,
diba? Imagine, diba, from abs to like, dad bod. Ang ganda nun eh. Tas, so, kaya, for me, justified talaga ending ni Cap. Bigay mo na sa kanya yun na diba? All throughout his life, he served other people. Now, like a family.
Okay, so guys, since this is a special episode, I want to end with a game I'd like to call the lightning round.
Okay.
So, it's been 11 years since Iron Man 1, and there have been 22 films, a total of 22 films, which we've all seen. Don't think too much.
Whatever comes from the top of your mind. Okay. Best character in the 22 movies.
Cap.
Yeah, I mean, best story for me is still... Well, yeah, best character, Cap, yeah.
I'd go for Ant-Man.
Okay.
Okay.
Best villain.
Killmonger.
I'm gonna go for Killmonger. Can you explain why?
Did you see the honest trailers of Black Panther?
No.
Ang ganda eh, kasi parang may points siya na you're the only villain who actually changed the mind of the good guys.
Yeah.
Kasi namatay siya. Pero yung mga gusto niya mangyari, tinupad ni T'Challa. Parang
tama. Close second siguro with Vulture, no? Medyo pareho.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I sometimes don't think of it necessarily as MCU. But yeah, ang galing ng Vulture. Galing kasi ni Keaton eh. Damn.
Pero close second so si good. Vulture.
Next, best action set piece.
Oh, ito. It's not from the main characters. Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Yung car chase. Bugbugan ni Nick Fury.
Good answer.
Ah, that's, yeah,
doon
that's
ako
nice.
So, as in, I think visceral yung experience ko na. As in, napakapit ako sa seat ko talaga. No? I feared for his life.
Right.
Didn't know where it was coming from. Just the whole movie, di ba, papatayin talaga siya. Shit talaga eh. Yun.
I've only seen Endgame once, diba? But there were so many nice moments in that final battle. One of the, okay, it's such a quick moment, ah, pero when Steve gets the hammer, di ba? Not even that eh. There's a shot where he throws the shield and then immediately throws the hammer at the shield and it's behind Thanos and then it creates this shockwave that flattens him from the back. That's such a comics movie. You don't expect that in a mainstream Hollywood movie because it's such a weird action thing to do, but it's something you would see in the comics. So it felt like, shut up, man. That's really for the fans. But at the same time, since I've seen Infinity War more, I also really love the Titan sequence where they fought Thanos and then they were all working together and it was such a nice combination of powers. Yung sunod-sunod yung attacks and the whole point was just so he couldn't close his fist. And then there's that, diba, it culminates in that sequence na him versus Doctor Strange and it's just all visual eh. Walang exchanging of bad dialogue. It's just boom, boom, spell, this, that, action, counter-action. Yeah, and then even if you're like familiar with the comics, you know pa what's happening eh. Like he's using the crimson bands of Sitorak. Yes. But if you don't follow the comics, it's fine. You understand exactly what's going on. Diba yung multiple Stranges, diamond lenses na ginawa niyang wall, tapos naging butterflies. Ganda ng sequence eh.
Pero parang ano yun eh, it's Peter Quill's failure.
Oh.
Hate him.
It ends with that.
Ako, I'm gonna go for a cop out. It's the airport scene.
Okay, yeah, maganda yun.
Yeah,
it's
such
airport scene, such a nice... in Civil War. I can watch that 100 times and still find something new.
It's so well choreographed.
It's a great piece of cinema for
me. It's always gonna be tense because it's the good guys fighting each other.
Oh.
Exactly. But the way it was staged, the way it was choreographed.
And it has two great reveals, which is Spider-Man and Giant-Man.
Yes.
Okay. Most heartbreaking scene in the 22 movies.
Yung Civil War. Okay. Yung nag-aaway si Tony tsaka si Cap.
Really? Okay.
I thought you were my friend.
Yes.
I thought you were my friend too.
Okay. I'm your friend too. Something.
I don't know. Baka just because it's so fresh pa rin, I might go with Howard Stark eating Tony pa rin.
I'm gonna go for the grenade scene with Tommy Lee Jones.
Maganda din yan.
He throws the fake grenade. It was only Steve Rogers who covered it with his body. Beautiful writing. Okay, ito. This is a fun question. Best duo. It could be a love team. It could be a mentor,
together.
Apprentice, rivals. It could be partners.
Natasha and Cap.
Winter Soldier. Okay, yeah. I think I might go with Thor, Loki, and Ragnarok.
That was fun.
It was such a satisfying
when he weaponized Loki's body.
Yung help me.
Uh-oh.
But also just the fact na, diba, ang ganda ng relationship as it developed over like all three Thors and Avengers, na, you know, they start as very antagonistic and then they have a kind of understanding na by Ragnarok. Yeah.
Tsaka parang kalokohan ng magkapatid talaga yung ginawa niya.
I'm gonna have to go with the Science Bros. Tony Stark and
in
Bruce.
Avengers 1.
And Bruce, yeah. Love it. Love the chemistry. Next question. Marvel movies are known for their soundtracks and their scores. What's the best soundtrack for you?
Guardians 1.
Same.
Second Emotion.
Yeah, same.
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Funniest moment.
Yung he's a friend from work.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I don't know about that specific one, but definitely something from Ragnarok, probably involving Jeff Goldblum.
So, yung, can you be more specific?
Well, one of because I watched it recently. It was showing on cable, and then there was a line where he was like, you know, time works weird here in Sakaar. You know, I would be I would be like 100 years old anywhere else, but here. And then he just says nothing. He just trails off, and then just gives this expression, and then both Loki and Thor like, huh?
Ikaw.
It's not so funny, but I loved it talaga. Delete that footage.
Black Panther.
Which of the post-credit title design sequences is your
Captain
favorite?
America 1.
Is that the one with the shadows?
Hindi. Yun yung mukhang Norman Rockwell paintings.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Naka-parallax.
Beautiful.
Yan.
I think maybe Winter Soldier.
Oh, that's the one with the shadows.
Yung ba yun? Yung puro silhouettes?
Uh-huh.
Lakas ng graphic.
Ganda din yan.
Well, ako, cop out. Endgame with the autographs. Best line ever.
I can do this all day.
Wow. Beautiful. Oh. Ganda.
Oh, yung best line ko, hindi necessarily inspirational. Eh.
Okay. Pero, well-written line.
Sobrang gusto ko kasi yung ano yung sa Avengers kasi is full of great Whedon lines, di ba?
Yes.
So there's a part na parang nagsispeechify si Cap kay Tony. And then parang he says, remove the suit, what do you got? Tapos without missing a beat, he says, genius billionaire philanthropist playboy.
Ang ganda din.
That's a meme now.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, pero tama siya eh. Di ba? Parang the suit is not
him.
Stark's strength, eh.
Yeah.
It's everything, his brilliant mind. Pero ang ganda na, and even after he says that, there's a cutaway to Bruce na parang shrugging na, tama siya.
Oh, ang ganda nun. Ikaw.
I am Iron Man.
Saan ang movie?
So one or sa Endgame?
Endgame. And I am inevitable. Yeah. And finally, to cap it all off, best movie of the 22 films.
Dark World.
Mahirap naman to. Mahirap na tanong eh.
Hirap pa. Basis ko na lang is the one that I would constantly think about and constantly watch. I would go with Captain America 1. Kasi for me, ang ganda-ganda niyang origin story.
Yeah. It goes back and forth. Eh. Sometimes it's Winter Soldier, sometimes it's Avengers 1, and sometimes it's Guardians 1. Guardians kasi came out of nowhere and had no pre-existing. It wasn't set up in any other movie. Eh. So it was basically an entirely new group of characters and a whole sector of the universe that hadn't really been explored. And it was done so well that by the end, you loved all the characters. It was a monster hit also. Mm. And then naging star talaga yung lead actor mo. Avengers was such a great... So many good moments and character moments and lines of dialogue. And Winter Soldier, of course, was just... It had that great feeling of things being overturned talaga. Because when you finally sort of felt like there was a status quo, biglang you overturn it by having S.H.I.E.L.D. be the villain.
Civil War. It's a masterpiece. Beautifully done, beautifully directed, and it was the game changer for me na parang, wow, magagawa pala nila to. They were able to introduce two new characters, Black Panther and Spider-Man.
Yan.
That wraps up our episode, folks.
Yes.
It's one very long episode. This is me signing off. I'm Wincy.
CJ.
And this is our special guest,
Ramon.
ASMR. If you like our podcast, We're on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube.
Just search Telebaba Tapes. And for updates, please subscribe.